This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Jonathan here. Jonathan, of course, is a collaborator for many years. Jonathan, I think we met back in the early 80s with, what's his name, is our gentleman up at the pharmacy there in...
Reuben Hashmish.
What was his name, Reuben Hansen?
Reuben Hashmish.
Hashmish, yeah. Briar Drugs. He was an amazing guy. And very, very into alternative pharmacology. One of the first things I want to talk about is bladder up. This is an amazing formula. If you've got trigonitis, and it's very common in men and women that just got mechanical pressure from the prostate in men and uterus in women, or they have a trigonitis due to ureaplasm, ureolyticum, or bladder stones, or a self-infection like Trichomonas vaginalis or some other bug, including viral bugs, etc., the bladder up stops the bladder irritability from the trigone. It also helps to normalize the normal... bladder opening controls, you don't leak. You know, if you're male, leaking is not a good thing. Or women, where they lose bladder control. So bladder up not only normalizes, stops bladder spasm and frequent urination, but it also normalizes trigon normal pressure to maintain bladder control. Can you tell us a little bit about bladder up? And this is an extract of pumpkin seed, and so it's very natural. There's no side effects. Give us a little background, because I like to use it along with prostate flow for men. To stop the irritability, and the Swedish flower pollen, which is the natural alpha 1 blocker, which helps to normalize the bladder trigone and the neurovascular control of your prostate, so you don't either get prostate obstruction and you have normal bladder control. So let's talk about these two, bladder up and Swedish flower pollen.
When you're talking about bladder issues, very often it refers to a neuromuscular irritability. There's a nerve that is activated where sometimes people feel that the bladder is full, but it may not be full.
Right.
And so you have what is called a micturition reflex.
Right.
And what this pumpkin seed oil does is to soothe the nerve sheath so that it's not triggering that mechanism.
Yeah, it's amazing. So the combination of the bladder up and the Swedish flower pollen really solves this problem, which is a really big issue. And it also obviates the need for doing, you know, transurethral surgery. And a lot of times, too, we talked about this with the Jim Cole's Sonic Life. If you use Sonic Life therapy, and you were going to have bladder suspension surgery for women that are losing bladder control because they're literally their bladder's falling through their pelvis and they no longer have trigone pressure to prevent leaking of urine, the combination of the exercise and the Sonic Life and then bladder up and Swedish flower pollen often corrects it so women don't need surgery. Next one I want to talk about is the CDP choline, uridine, and uridine monophosphate. These are important. We tell people for treating astigmatism, you want the fat-soluble thiamine. We have our ultra-thiamine B1. But cytidine choline also helps vision, hearing, balance, as well as the hippocampus memory file system to create acetylcholine along with uridine or uridine monophosphate. And, of course, it depends if you're a fast or slow acetylator. If you're a slow acetylator, you want to use uridine because it's already acetylated rather than the uridine monophosphate. But if you're a fast acetylator, you can take the uridine monophosphate, and the fat-soluble thiamine. This helps to correct acetylcholine deficiency that regulates vision, hearing, balance, and neuromuscular control in your body and the card file system of your memory. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, what is the value of life when you have a cognitive deficit? And it's so frustrating, and not only for the people who suffer from it, but the caretakers and the families, and a lot of it can be prevented by using what we call cholinergic agonists. That is the cytidine choline, and what all these triggers are that work on providing the precursors for the endogenous synthesis of acetylcholine because we don't absorb these things so well. There was a study at MIT. You were mentioning the uridine as well as the cytidine choline and also the DHA together. There was a pretty nice study.
DHA, we need DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, which we have our formula called Neurogen.
Right.
Yeah.
And the three together showed in moderate Alzheimer's disease, there was a marked improvement on a whole range of tests, which they use in neurologic testing. And it's not subjective. It's very objective.
Yeah, you can do, if you're listening and you're taking notes and you're a doctor, the first test you want to do is a quantitative electroencephalogram done by a neuroscientist or a PhD psychologist. LexCorp is the best machine out there. It's a multi-site external gel electrode on the scalp. The next test is a SPECT blood flow scan to look at the blood flow because it's disturbed in people who got pre-dementia. The third is a T1-weighted MRI scan that can actually tell you if there's dysmyelination of the nerve fiber tracts to the hippocampus and the anterior forebrain bundles, etc., and the intercortical fiber, what's called myelinated tracts. The fourth test is a positron emission tomography scan that actually can look for abnormal metabolic activity. So if you look at all these four scans plus blood tests, you can measure platelet level of bioamines, organic metabolites, and actually whole blood mineral analysis, because the minerals will tell you, reflect exactly what the conversion ratio is to different neurotransmitters. So you can actually correlate with blood tests and even genetic tests, because there's often gene polymorphisms like catechol-methyltransferase and other gene polymorphisms I've discovered and others that are directly correlated with autism spectrum disorder, which is why if you give heavy metal vaccines to black or Hispanic children, they're 3 to 5 times more likely than Caucasian children of developing autism. People don't know that, do they? And they have specific gene polymorphisms of their eukaryotic DNA as well as their mitochondrial DNA that increases their higher risk if they're exposed to heavy metal toxins. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, and the neuroradiologists are able to make a good determination if there's destruction of the myelin sheath.
Easy to fix. Easy to fix. I use sphingolin myelin. That's another formula we have. Sphingolin, which is a myelin basic protein, and the DHA are very important for myelinating. And I tell people, if we're giving you peptides from Dr. Cavinson at the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, you have to be having the building blocks there, or they don't work. I had a discussion with one of our gentlemen the other day who has MS, a very aggressive MS. It's taking the peptides without the building blocks isn't going to work as well. You have to have the DHA and these other building blocks for the cholinergic pathways. And the increased dopamine, we use mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, to reverse the fatigue, because we used to use a drug for reversing it because it increases dopamine levels in the brain, but you don't need to. Acetyltyrosine will do the same thing without the toxic effects. Let's look at some other things. We have chromium cruciferate, which is for diabetes, and we have the selenium cruciferate, which has been back ordered for a little while, the selenium. We do have, of course, some in the Minerals Plus, but I like the cruciferate version. Most people don't realize most of the chromium versions out there that are even in medical formulas are toxic. The chromium that's in, or selenium, like selenium selenite and other forms of selenium, are often quite toxic. They're not healthy to your body, whereas the cruciferous version is. And, of course, the Albion chelated amino acid version is also safe. Tell us about these two, chromium cruciferate, selenium cruciferate.
They are using cruciferate vegetables, which includes cauliflower and broccoli and mustard greens. In this case, it's mustard greens. And they actually feed the selenium or the chromium to the plant, where they absorb and express an organic form of these trace minerals.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's the mycobacteria and the fungi in the soil that convert the minerals, the inorganic minerals, to the rhizomes of the plant, and the plant absorbs it into a substance. Because basically the human body can't absorb inorganic minerals and convert them. It's not possible.
If you want to take semiconductor trace minerals, which is... We're not in the computer chip.
We actually have versions of those. Called our angstrom minerals that we hydrogenate and put a liposomal enzymatic envelope, and I have the patents pending on the technology of using a special liposomal enzymatic conversion technology. We also have copper Regenimax, which is a copper sabacate. A lot of time you have to increase the copper ratio from 10 to 1 from zinc to copper, and any solid organ regeneration needs copper. So this is another great formula, a copper Regenimax, I call it, for regenerating any organ. When we come back, We're going to go over some more neat formulas like D-ribose that converts directly to adenosine triphosphate, high-energy molecules, defense wipes, wiping, killing all viruses. We talked about part of our flu pack and more. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan. And so we have a bunch of other formulas to talk about. We were just mentioning D-ribose that makes ATP. Do you want to talk about that for a minute, Jonathan? Because I think it's very useful for people to understand we have ways of raising energy with NADH tablets, which are nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. The D-ribose, I like to add it to my drink with a Sports Energy Light. We have the defense wipes that actually will kill all viruses. We have, of course, the monolaurin, which is one of our components of Nutra Defense, that kills all RNA and DNA viruses by blocking the receptor binding domain and disrupting the viral capsid. People need to start taking this before they get the flu so that they won't have the virus even attached to their cells and tissues. Or if they have it, it won't spread in their lung tissue, causing a local lobar pneumonia. The problem is if you have congestion and you're not coughing, it means it's probably so far down you don't even have a cough reflex to get rid of it. That's really dangerous. So if you decompensate and you develop hypoxia picked up on an oximetry, if you walk down the hallway, it indicates you're on your way to the hospital to the ICU, because if you don't cough that garbage up, you're going to get lobar pneumonia and you can go into respiratory failure. People don't know this is what happened to these kids. A primary care doctor should have an oximeter, get their nurse to walk them in the hall. If the kid or adult starts to decompensate, no matter what they look like when they're sitting there talking to you, they're going to end up crashing and end up on a ventilator. People don't know this, do they?
Well, you know, it takes a skilled emergency room physician as Dr. Deagle to understand this.
Yeah, no, or internal medicine. The problem is, a lot of doctors are improperly trained, and they don't know functional medicine. Functional medicine should be an extended course that all doctors take, whether you're a surgeon, pediatrician, obstetrician, and they should learn how to use nutraceuticals first line before they start reaching to pharmaceuticals. Like with depression, we have our 5-HTP cross. You want to use that instead of, along with Cognition Plus, and instead of using SSRI drugs. One of the next formulas I like is elagic acid. This is actually from the terminology Bulia. It actually does DNA repair. We use it not only for cancer prevention, but for cancer treatment, we give high doses of elagic acid. Now, let's talk about this, and then, of course, our ferritin, which is iron free from beef spleen, and forskolin, that actually is what we call fat mobilizer. It actually converts white fat to brown fat, stops atrial arrhythmias, and helps to convert T4 to T3 in your periphery. Because it's your autonomic nervous system that controls thyroid in each body compartment. It's not like central. That's why I'm against Cytomel, which just dumps in a whole bunch of slow-release T3. I don't think it's a good physiological process to give a dumping process for T3 in the tissue. When its natural half-life is only 5.5 minutes, the body makes it where it needs it and gets rid of it quickly. So let's talk about these elagic acid, ferritin, and forskolin.
Forskolin is one way to help hypothyroid patients,
right,
without having to use Synthroid or desiccated thyroid, and it's part of Ayurvedic medicine, which comes from India.
Right.
And so you can measure T3 in a whole range of thyroid hormones, and very often there's an early response, and it's useful obesity and edematous fat too, where
right,
fluid retention.
Exactly. So what I want people to understand is these things will often, if you take Nutridyne and Forskolin, many people don't even need to take a thyroid, like a mitothyroid. I usually try to give them the mitothyroid for a while. But a lot of time the Forskolin will also mobilize fat. It also stops atrial arrhythmias. It's interesting that atrial fibrillation, which is 1/7 of the population over age 70, has atrial fibrillation. And the doctors, they drool when they see this because they're going to give them blood-thinning agents, which are dangerous, and they're going to give them cardiac arrhythmia drugs.
So So, and you also mentioned ferritin, which is a special form of iron. And instead of taking ferrous sulfate, which causes nausea, you can use an animal iron, which is derived from spleen.
Right. And, of course, the ellagic acid, which is a DNA repair. It's interesting that, again, my family being Polish and your family being Jewish, you understand that the ellagic acid is interesting because the pomegranate is considered a sacred plant on the capitals of all the ancient Hebrew buildings. And, in fact, ellagic acid from the terminal bully plant, that's 300 times higher levels of pomegranate active molecule than even pomegranate. And pomegranate, basically, if you go to the Middle East, you'll see pomegranate like molasses or whatever they call it. I guess they put it in various things they cook over there. But it actually repairs your DNA, and it prevents cancer. I tell people when we're trying to treat cancer or prevent it, or you've had cancer and you're trying to make sure your cancer mother cells don't come back and reactivate, everybody who's had cancer has active cancer mother cells you can separate by flow cytometry from their whole blood. People don't know this. If you survive cancer 5 or 10 years from breast cancer or bowel cancer, you've got cancer mother cells waiting to come back and get you. And when you take ellagic acid, you actually prevent those mother cells from getting rid of those along with cell defense plus or curcumin. Let's look at the next one here that we like, gluten immune and glutenase. And these formulas are pretty neat. We have some gluten activity with our gastrozyme, but if you have any sensitivity or irritable bowel or bowel spasm or gut sensitivity or leaky gut syndrome, you need to be on glutenase and gluten immune. Tell us why, because these have been well-researched to show a lot of people with bowel dysfunction and autoimmune diseases and diverticulosis and acid problems and abnormal motility, they actually have a gluten sensitivity syndrome that may not be a full-blown celiac disease, but they're gluten sensitive. Tell us about the glutenase and then the gluten immune, how they work.
So going back to ellagic acid, the approach is to help with DNA repair.
Right.
I mean, we're facing cancer cells constantly.
Right.
So this is a different approach. Rather than using a cytotoxic approach, it's more based on repair mechanisms.
Right. Is there any, what about the glutenase and gluten? I mean, you remember the research behind this indicates gluten is much more problematic. I did my cross-cultural research. It turns out the only cultures that actually get Alzheimer's eat bread. It's especially wheat gluten is the most toxic of all because it attaches to biotoxins in the environment. So when you add, say, glyphosate, they attach to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten and induce autoimmunity to the brain.
So, In terms of irritable bowel, sialic acid contains a mucin factor 4, which helps soothe the endothelial lining of the intestinal wall. And very often it is due to food allergies. And so a good functional medicine physician will help delineate which particular foods may be causing a reaction, and then they can be eliminated.
Right.
And then you can supplement with sialic acid.
Right, which, of course, is the glutenase and gluten immune. Let's look at the next one that I'd like to touch on. We have, of course, a bowel-release version of carnitine called IBS Care. And it's important this restores the myenteric plexus and normal peristalsis because literally your esophagus, like a snake, crawls into your chest from your abdomen, your cardia of your upper stomach, and the IBS Care reverses that. Well, thank you, Jonathan, for being on the air to give us some descriptions of some of these amazing nutraceuticals. I'll continue, and we'll take calls from anybody, 877-317-6432. We'll get you back on soon. Thank you, Jonathan. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back in a moment with Pamela from Lumen Photon. Pamela from Lumen Photon. So, Pamela, Tell us about the latest. Lumen Photon, of course, is infrared light therapy. It is amazing. You can set the frequencies. Setting number 3, for example, is for skin and central nervous system. 4 is for internal organs. 5 for endocrine. And 6 and 7 for anti-inflammatory. And a combination, NICO, is good for bone and joint, periodontal tissues. It's amazing. In fact, I tell people with eye disorders, use setting number 3 because neuroectoderm, skin, and eyes and brain need frequency 3 for regeneration. If you want to turn off inflammation and pain, frequency number 6 or 7, very helpful. Give us some of the background from Dr. Nogier as to how this works.
Well, Dr. Nogier was the founder of auricular acupuncture, and he was able to isolate that every type of tissue in the body has a specific frequency. So the cells differentiate, and they have an optimal operating frequency, I guess I would call it.
Yeah, like an ontogeny frequency. Like if you have neuroectoderm, because skin and the notochord and the brain and eyes are all from the same kind of end plate of tissues, so each different tissue type has a specific carrier frequency, like a TV or radio FM station.
What the lights, infrared and red visible light in and of themselves have a healing capacity in the body, but when you couple it with the tissue-specific pulsation settings that come from the work of Dr. Paul Nogier, it just takes it to a whole different level for healing and regeneration, and it is truly amazing. And
yeah,
we've been doing this for 18 years, so we still are amazed.
One of the things I find is I call the budgie bird effect. Because you have budgie birds, you have cats and dogs, and the animals don't have placebo. So when they get better, like or shimming up to the lumen photon pads, and they've got hawks or some other inflammatory thing that's causing them pain, or they've got a bone problem,
yeah,
they get healed by this, and it literally saves sometimes executing a horse that might have a serious health problem. Because if you had a chronic serious bone problem in a horse, they put them down. And
absolutely,
people need to know that these are almost supernatural animals. They're not normal. They're like intuitively psychic or connected. That's why if somebody has a horse or loves a horse, they're very smart, intuitive, and psychically connected animals. You don't want to kill one of these animals because they're almost like, you know, as I say, all horses don't have a unicorn, but all horses are like unicorns. How's that?
Right. I love that. So that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, the horses love the lights. They really do. Within just moments of putting a light on a horse, the horse will drop its head, which is a sign of relaxation, and they literally will often go to sleep. They just love being treated with the lights.
Now, do they fall asleep while they're standing, or do they have to lay down?
No, well, in this case, they usually will just they'll just drop their heads in there. You know, their lip will start drooping, and they just doze.
But, yeah, they doze while they're standing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, with people, let's start off some of the things. We start off with head to toe. If you use a recidival hair tonic and our Collagen Max and maybe our Royal Jelly, and you apply the lumen pads to your scalp, you can regenerate hair, whether you've got alopecia areata, or which is autoimmune, or you've got a male pattern baldness, which occurs in men and women.
Yeah.
In women, it's due to male hormones that are being produced by the adrenal glands that cause male pattern hair loss because the hair follicles go into senescence. You can use it over the middle ear if you've got tinnitus or vertigo or hearing loss, or over the eyes at frequency number 3. You can use it over the brain to actually induce sleep, to actually induce your pineal gland to convert serotonin and melatonin and correct neurotransmitter levels. You can use it over the brain to improve blood flow to parts of the brain where SPECT blood flow scans those abnormalities. You can use it over the gums and teeth to regenerate your gums and teeth and regenerate the membranous bone, which, by the way, doesn't get less dense. It retracts away from the teeth. That's why literally when you start getting the demineralization of your membranous bones like your jaw or your skull, they actually get thinner and retract away from the actual tooth roots, the sharp bay fibers rupture. If you do it down in, for example, your carotid artery, if you got plaque or over your heart and lungs, you actually decalcify arteries. You can see it on a CT scan if you repeat it actually after 6 months to a year. If you have chronic lung problems or let's say you have an influenza and you got congestion, you can put it over your chest and actually reverse the congestion pretty quickly by putting the lumen pads over your chest. If you're trying to lose weight, you can actually put on, say, a cream. And I usually have a cream formula I recommend that you can apply first. You want to put a barrier there, whether it's a Saran sheet or a kind of a wax sheet. You can then apply your lumen pads so you don't get them sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Or a towel in between. And lumen pads will go right through a towel or even a gel pack. Let's say one of these cooler gel packs. If you've got a sore joint, you can apply a gel pack and put the lumen pads because the light goes right through the cool pack through the joint. The formula for fat with weight loss is basically a combination of curcumin cream, pregnenolone, and the LipoFlush soft gels, and for scolin. You mix those all together, and you can put that cream directly on your skin, say with some kind of moisturizing transdermal, because it's a liposomal cream, and you can apply the lumen pads, and it'll actually increase your metabolism to burn through the calories, and you can add some deribose ATP, and your fat cells will just turn that fat from white fat to brown fat, burn off the calories, but the lumen really mobilizes it. So lumen photon pad, if you use a wrap, you know, like you go to these massage places and they do a wrap, mm-hmm. you can do lumen photons through the wrap. Have you had people tell you that some of the massage places like to use your lumen pad on top of wraps?
Yes, mm-hmm. we have. And also over like castor oil packs, we had first encountered that with a Rolfer structural integration therapist who found out that if she treated people with the castor oil pack with the lumen over the castor oil pack for 20 minutes before she did her sessions, she was able to get much deeper and you know, and the work would hold, you know, would take better.
Yeah, that's interesting. So in other words, it amplifies the positive effects. Like, for example, I go for a massage every week. I use Thai massage, which I think is better than regular. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I have lumen pads right beside me here, right by my right knee. I have two big I have a 264 dual pad, which is 132 times 2. And you can turn it on and slap it onto an area, and then you can carry it in your carry-on bag in an aircraft and plug it in because it doesn't need much power or go on a battery pack if you're in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. The neat thing about lumen pads is you can take them anywhere. They don't generate a magnetic field. As long as you maintain and don't pull the wires of them, they last for years and years. They don't need new equipment. You don't need to buy new pads every time you put on an area. You just have to keep them clean by putting a barrier, whether it's a wax paper or plastic, or you put a towel in between so that you don't get your pads all glued up. They're fine.
Yeah. I actually made little flannel pillowcases for mine just to help keep the pad clean so that I can throw the flannel cover into the wash because our pads are in use all the time.
Yeah, so in other words, you put a flannel cover, like a small little, like a pillow cover. Over your pads, pillow cover, and then the pad, if it gets dirty, you just throw the pillow cover and you're fine.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That's clever. Now, one of the things I like about the lumen pads is that these LEDs now have been increased in power, and they last for years and years and years. I think, what are they, 200,000 or 300,000 life years?
Way beyond our lifetime. The LEDs themselves are incredibly long.
Yeah. The only thing I find sometimes is people complain because they're rough with them, and they start to pull the wires out of the pad.
Yeah.
I tell them it's real simple. You just put some glue at the entry point of the wire into the pad, and they won't pull out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a monster glue, or they call it, or something. It just kind of blows up, and it will prevent the wires from being yanked out of the pad. That's easy to do. You can buy it for $5 at a hardware store and fix that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say going down the body, if you have irritable bowel syndrome, pelvic inflammatory disease, chronic joint inflammation, peripheral neuropathy, it's great for neuropathy. You even have different shapes. So you have a shape for a boot for somebody who has a peripheral foot problem. Let's say they've got diabetic neuropathy or vascular disease or chronic, you know, fungal infections in their toes and so on. And the boot shape works good for your foot because you can slide your foot in this side the whole boot shape. And the entire foot and leg, lower leg is actually perfused because one of the big complications of diabetes and chronic debilitating conditions is demineralization of the bone, chronic infections, peripheral neuropathy, vascular insufficiency, and amputations, where toes and feet are lopped off.
Yep.
Big problem. And by the way, you can do this very much for animals, too. Veterinarians are using your lumen pads, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Stay right there, Pamela. We'll be right back. We have always had specials on over here at NutriMedical. We have a special subpage at Shop. And we have a section for Lumen Photon. We'll be back in just a moment. And these are amazing. You want to use it along with our NutriMeds, and you'll get results. And welcome back. So, Pamela, I call this the infrared life Band-Aid. How's that? It literally is a Band-Aid for life. It doesn't matter what the condition. It doesn't matter if you've got fungus in your toes, you're wanting to regenerate bone. and you're taking my NutriMeds for your bone, let's say bone generator, micelle D3, Myco D2, full vitamin T2, collagen max, and your Med is royal jelly, and you're getting compression exercises like on our new Sonic Life vibration machine because it compresses the piezoelectric crystals and creates a transcrystalline voltage that actually increases bone regeneration. But you need the Lumen Photon. You slap that over areas where you're weak on a DEXA bone scan over, say, the surgical neck of your right hip or the L4 vertebrae, and you're going to regenerate bone. There's just no excuse at all. And you can do it through a fracture site, through a cast. So people can have fractures, and you slap this on the outside of the cast. It'll help to speed up the regeneration of the tissues right through the cast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the sooner they can get the lights on there, the better.
Right, and people say, oh, how does it do that? I said, this is so powerful, it'll penetrate through 12 inches, at least, of bone, muscle, ligament, and even cast or other materials that are supposedly intervening. And it's not heat. You're not getting heat generation, so you don't slap them on and say, oh, you can get a burn. You never get a burn from these pads, do you?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope.
Which is why when some people say, you mean I can put these on the outside of a gel pack just taken out of my freezer and just put a little type paper, you know, like a paper towel or even a regular little face cloth and slap the pads on top, and they'll go right through the gel pack, and the light literally heals while the cool kind of soothes the skin. Kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Now, what are some of the most amazing testimonials you've had from Lumen Photon? Because I tell people we're getting into what's called morphogenetic field therapy. I talk to the people that make your machines, and I talk to some of the engineers. They don't yet have a way of actually putting what's called, I call a background, what I call flutter of the frequency lights, but I'm working on it. So we'd have a simple device that actually allowed the lights to flutter to specific frequencies. I discovered that the primary way that your telomeres, the end of the little antennas in the end of your chromosomes, communicate with your ion channels in your cell membrane is actually through the infrared light frequencies from your telomere to your talking to your ion channels to let in plasma or monatomic forms of minerals through the ion channels. Isn't it interesting? It turns out they're the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA because all your genes are activated by the plasma ionic resonance in the infrared light of your monatomic minerals like molybdenum, zinc, copper, etc. And these minerals are very important because they're actually turn on hundreds of genes to actually create structural proteins and enzymes. So when you're using Lumen pads, you're actually epigenetically amplifying what's called signal-to-noise ratio to your DNA and turning on genes that actually transcribe structural proteins and enzymes. This is not just a passive thing to turn off pain by blocking it, you know, like some drug. It actually stimulates the healing process so the pain goes away and the tissues heal because you actually supply the building blocks. That's what's neat about it. It's not just kind of covering it up like, you know, spraying a little flashing light on the dashboard of your body. It actually fixes the problem. Pretty neat, eh?
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a little of that cracky cough that's going around with all the flu.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm at the tail end of it.
Well, that's good. That's good. You got to watch the relapses. We have our NutriDefense and NutriDyne, NutriSilver, et cetera. And if you anybody, by the way, all of our hosts that need any of those things, they can contact us. We'll get them at a special price. Well, one of the things that I want to see is I want to see the advance of this technology. Now, have you got any intentions of adding new types of pads or pads that include other lights other than the infrared lights, let's say blue lights or anything like that?
We do have a blue light, blue and infrared pad. We make already. We can make that in any size of the regular pads.
Right. Now, the blue light, of course, most people don't realize, if you actually look at the harmonic resonant frequency, each of the specific chakras of your body is actually tuned to a specific atomic resonance, according to Linus Pauling. In fact, the pineal gland is actually tuned to blue light. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the master that regulates even all your hypothalamus and pituitary gland is blue light, which is why at night you actually see computers and so on. The actual screens now have a saver where you can take out the blue light so you can actually start going to sleep. Because you have blue light, it turns on your wakefulness cycles in your brain and shuts off the ability to release melatonin. Pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, it is.
So blue light, which is part of the sunlight living in the world, as soon as you wake up in the morning, blue light says, wake up, it's time to do stuff. Now, if there's no blue light, so blue light does things. What does blue light do that is alternative to the infrared light at different frequencies? What does it do?
The mostly we've seen the blue used for skin conditions, inflammatory skin conditions, and also for depression and seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, SAD. And SAD basically is norepinephrine dopamine deficiency. And we use other things to augment that. We have what's called mood energizer, acetyltyrosine for norepinephrine dopamine. You also need trace elements like in our Minerals Plus, which includes albion chelated molybdenum and other trace minerals in copper in order to regenerate the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes, give your amino acid tryptophan, what's called, into norepinephrine and dopamine from its base form of the amino acid. So that's kind of neat. So I tell people, I say, look, you can't beat these things. When you have a pet, you just want to treat yourself. The only problem is once you show this to your friends or relatives that they have an injury, they're not going to get their pants back.
Right.
So they're going to say, hey, I'm still sore. Can I keep it? And I'm thinking, hey, I want my pad back. And so if you don't have a spare one, you're going to be out of pad, aren't you?
Yep.
Now, the most popular, I think, is the single pad 132, but I like the dual pad 264 because I'm going to put it in two areas at the same time.
Yeah.
You can get bigger pads that go over your whole spine. You can get pads that are like a boot. You get little pads that will cover your eyes if you have an eye condition or jaw. I have a smaller pad system that I can use over my eyes if I want to sleep at night or help my eyes. You can put it over your head, and it'll actually help induce the brain to start producing melatonin. Have you ever had anybody tell you that they use the red pads to actually help sleep induction?
I have heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works really good. And you don't have to put it over your eyes. You put it on the side of your head. And it'll go through to the areas of your pineal gland and actually stimulate the production of neurotransmitters to start inducing sleep. Usually 15 minutes is all you need. And if you take our melatonin time release and our 5-HTP cross, you now have the building blocks plus the light, which increases what's called the signal-to-noise ratio to catalyze the metabolic enzymatic reactions. So I call light plus supplements equals healing. How's that?
Yep.
Yeah, if you have the right building blocks, whether you're dealing with cognitive deterioration or vision deterioration or joint deterioration or cardiac deterioration or vascular deterioration, and you've got calcified arteries, you can take full vitamin K2 and lumen pads over, say, your carotid artery or calcified arteries of your heart, and over time you'll see those arteries decalcify. Pretty neat, hey?
Yeah, that is very neat. And we just wish more people would realize how much they could do.
Well, if they listen to the show, they're going to hear things they won't hear in any other radio show or television show anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's real simple. You can do the test yourself with your doctor or cardiologist and say, oh, my God, Eagle's not a nutball. He actually knows what he's talking about when he tells me to do these tests with my doctor. And I can tell them tests that they can do on their own that's covered by their insurance. Now, if they need fancy tests, I can send test kits to them anywhere in the world from Meridian Valley Labs, Genova Labs, Dr. Shade's lab, which is, dual copper nuclear spectroscopy. Look at their whole blood mineral levels. We can look at their 23andMe or Pathway Genomics testing. People say, Dr. Daigle, how can you do all this stuff? I said, I'm a transhuman. I'm not normal. I said, if you look at the people, if you look at my ancestry and so on, and for example, my great-great-grandfather was Sir Sanford Fleming that made the time zones and built the railway across Canada. I have a list of people in my background that are obviously hypomanic, which also includes people that I think are a little crazy, too, because I think there's a very close association with being a little bit wired for energy. Look at Donald Trump. If you look at all the Fortune 500 companies, you can't find one that isn't led by a hypomanic individual who needs 4 or 5 hours a night sleep and really doesn't have any other health problems if they eat properly, don't drink like a fish, and they take care of their health and exercise. That's why everybody's up in arms and angry over Donald Trump, because he's not demented. Damn it, he's not going to have a heart attack. What's wrong with him? He only needs 5 hours a night, and he's damn well continues to tweet. Well, I don't know anybody who can compete with me. I have more energy intellectually than most people in their 20s. And I'm 66 next month. So forget it. You're never going to compete with me. And I have the genes like the Fox of 2 gene. I can live to be 100 if I take care of myself. So I have lots of relatives in their 90s. My grandparents on my father's side lived in their late 80s or 90s. Easy. Easy sneezy. So if I take supplements, I'll make 100 just going as a breeze. Lumen Photon plus supplements equals healing. Get one today, you'll love it, and then you'll have to get another one because somebody's going to steal it on you when you share it with your friends and relatives.
That's so true.
They're going to take it on you. Believe me. Amazing stuff. Lumen Photon. Go to NutriMedical.com shop. Go down to the Lumen Pad section. Thank you, Pamela. We'll get you back on soon to discuss more amazing things with Lumen Photon.
All right.
And I think we need to send me information on another Blue Pad system, and I'll put that up as well.
Okay.
We will be back in a moment with Rich Shaven, who's actually totally off-grid with off-grid solar. He's coming in place of Vince Finelli today. Remember, tomorrow's firing line. Get your questions into Michelle.